Yesterday, I spoke about being attentive and tending to the love that begins to awaken in our hearts and slowly, slowly grows, and how it must be treated tenderly with vulnerability, intimacy, and the sensibility one would hold towards a lover, because it is such an intimate and sweet relationship that must be held with that awareness. And as I intimated, it is one way of holding and one way of being with the mystical journey. And the other has the scientific, spiritually scientific aspect to it, of working with the energy of love through the transmission, through the path, through the practices, that begins to at first create this container of love, and then can transform through love. And as one goes through this journey of learning to work with the energy of love through one's practice, and learns how to hold and be with love, with the intimacy and tenderness of a lover, one must always make space for these two processes to unfold within us. There is a phrase I love, which is so central to this path and to Sufism in general, which is to sweep our inner courtyard. Because one must keep what is most precious clean. The space within us that is being transformed, that is learning how to love, that is being purified, that is being changed, it is being drawn closer and closer towards the Beloved, closer and closer towards our very selves. And for this process to unfold, for us to be able to hold love, and our yearning for the Beloved, and our yearning for truth, and for us to be able to hold a space to do our practice, to orient ourselves inwardly through the breath, through silence, through a daily way of being in which what is most important is always held at the forefront of our attention. We must have space. And how does a Sufi create space? They sweep. They sweep the dust away from their heart. They sweep the dirt away from their being. And there are many, many, many layers to what needs to be swept. There is the daily deluge of dust that we pick up as we walk about the world around us, be it London or a remote village. One still is deluged by the dust of the world. And if we are to do spiritual practice, if we are going to be able to put our attention towards the Beloved with the tenderness that is asked of us, We have to constantly, on a daily basis, keep the dust of the world from settling. Keep the dust of the world from settling upon us. And each day you ignore the sweeping that is being asked of you, a layer is built up and it becomes harder to sweep away the second day. It is just like cleaning your home. The longer you wait, the harder it is, the more work it takes. But if each day you put attention towards sweeping the dust of the day that you have picked up, that is accumulated on you, and there is more space inside of you. And it is just a fundamental practice that you integrate into your meditation, into your zikr. You come back from the end of the day and you feel heavy and overwhelmed and tired from the world. You must put attention to trying to sweep that away. And a little bit of silence, a little bit of zikr, a little bit of prayer, even just taking time for yourself. Simple self-care can help get rid of the dust of the day. And even when one is tired and overwhelmed and overworked and burdened, one can't forget. Because if you do, it just becomes harder and harder to then be in the right space, the right attention, the right attentiveness, the right way of tending that is asked of us. So we sweep each day the dust of each day. That is basic, basic, basic rule, way of being. Because the deeper sweeping needs space to work. One cannot do real spiritual work where a real transformation unfolds in a dirty room. You need space. You need space to be able to do the real work. The real sweeping. And for a Sufi, the courtyard is our heart. That is where everything unfolds. It is this inner space inside the walls where the transformation unfolds, polishing the mirror of the heart. This ancient technique of sweeping and polishing and cleaning our hearts until there is space to receive and reflect light. Until there is space to receive and reflect light. And this polishing unfolds, as you, some of you well know, over many, many years. And there is layer upon layer upon layer that must be swept, that must be polished, that must be cleaned. This is the work we do upon ourselves. This is one form of purification. of confronting the darkness within, and one does it through sweeping. And yesterday I spoke about how each breath, when one does the zikr properly, it weaves a thread of light around your very being, weaving a spiritual body of light, this woolen cloak of warmth. But also, when one breathes inwardly, outwardly, with the breath, such a simple act, one is sweeping. One is sweeping. Divine remembrance is extremely powerful. Extremely potent. This prayer of remembrance has the power to purify our hearts. It has the power to purify our hearts, to weave threads of love around our hearts, to tend the fire in our hearts, to provide companionship in a sea of loneliness. It does so much. And just like one must recognize this potency of weaving this thread of love in creating this container, this vessel, this spiritual body which surrounds our being, one must recognize the power and potency of the sweeping that the breath offers, that it gives. So that slowly, slowly, those layers begin to be made clean. Those layers of dust begin to lift. The veils of separation, they are slowly lifted as we have more space in our hearts to be able to see. More space in our hearts to be able to see. But first, our heart is blind. We cannot see. There is so much cloaking it. But as we sweep, the more light is able to penetrate. It sees. It sees itself. It sees the beloved. These veils of separation are slowly lifted with a simple act of sweeping. Sweeping the dust from our very beings. And as complex as the psychological process becomes, as we begin to look deep into ourselves, it is so important also to remember the simple process that is unfolding, this sweeping. It is a container, it is a way of holding the process. There's a way of being with the process. All you are doing is holding a broom, and each day you are sweeping. For me, at least, that is a simple way, a simpler way, to look at the work that is unfolding before us. If one thinks that one has to solve all inner problems, one has to confront all of our shadows, one has to claim all of our power, one has to confront all of our demons, if one has to let go of all of our attachments, the list goes on and on and on. It can become very overwhelming. But to know that each day I just sweep these different layers of dust away from my heart. That I can manage. That makes sense to me. This cleaning of one's courtyard, this attending to something so simple, yet can unlock all the troubles and clean all the troubles that need to be cleaned, that need to be let go of. And one must also sweep with love. And that sweeping with love eventually turns to sweeping with selflessness and sweeping with surrender. If you sweep long enough, you can almost let go of anything. It is not by chance that in monasteries and ashrams and temples and mosques around the world, when someone came who wanted to study, to devote their lives to God, they handed them a broom. First, learn how to sweep. First, learn how to clean. Because it also orients your attitude to what is important and what is simple. You're not understanding the different levels of self-realization. You're not unlocking the esoterical secrets of a path. You're not learning all 99 names of God. You are learning how to sweep. Because if you learn all those other things, but you don't know how to sweep and keep your heart clean, they matter none. Because the meaning of those names, the esoteric secrets, they can't permeate our being if we are covered in dust. They cannot permeate our being. They cannot sit within our hearts if it is covered in dust. If there is no light that can be reflected, no light that can be absorbed because we are covered in dust. So we sweep, we sweep, we sweep. And for everyone who has spent time with a broom, you know that you sweep and it is clean and you turn away and there is more dust. There is more dust. It is a constant. It is a constant. For those of you who have spent time in the East, early in the mornings, almost in front of every door, someone is sweeping the dust off the doorstep. Every morning, this ritual. Cleaning the doorstep. I always loved seeing that. This daily ritual of attending to keeping the entranceway clean. And for us, it is not just the entranceway, it is the courtyard. This inner space that is so precious. It is where everything unfolds. It is where everything unfolds. And one must look very carefully at what else one is doing in one's life, which is creating dust that adds to the dust of the world and the dust of ourselves. What are we doing that is creating dust? What part of our daily lives, what part of ourselves is adding unnecessarily to this dust? What am I doing which is making things harder than they need to be? And that is an important part of the journey of taking stock. Of looking realistically, what is my life? What matters? How do I keep what is precious clean? It is just as important as learning how to hold and be tender with this love that that is awakening, with this love that is growing inside of us. It is just as important. Hand in hand they go. Hand in hand they go. One can have all the longing in the world. One can have experiences of closeness, but if one does not do the hard work, the daily attention, then one will essentially go nowhere in the end. And it is so simple. All of the practices, all the ways of being in this path, they are at their core very simple. But sometimes things that are simple can easily be covered up with things that are more complex. Things that are more shiny, things that seem more important. But what can be more important than keeping space for what matters? What can be more important than that? Tend the heart. Keep the space for the heart. Empty as you can. Work diligently on thyself through the sweeping of thy heart, so the love can be felt, so the love can do its work. It's not glamorous. Maybe it's not even very fun. But at least it's simple. And tangible. Because the deeper esoteric secret is that once one has learned how to keep the courtyard of your own being, your own heart, free of dust, so this process of love can unfold unhindered, then one begins to participate in sweeping the greater heart, the heart of the world. Any spiritual practice, any real spiritual practice, always benefits the whole. But first, one has to keep one's own space clean. One must do that work before one can really participate in the greater work. Of trying to keep the world free of dust. An impossible task, but one that is part and parcel of the mystical experience. To sweep each day so that the light of God, the light of creation, can be felt more strongly, experienced more directly, can be more present. Remembrance is an act of sweeping. It is an act of surrender. It is an act of love. It is an act of so many things. And eventually one's own practice becomes about so many things. Not just oneself, not just one's process, one's own experience begins to merge in a greater experience. And all through the simple act of sweeping, through the simple act of breathing, the simple act of silence, the simple act of tending to the love that is awakening and growing and deepening inside of our hearts. A simple action that can change everything. And as one makes this journey of learning how to sweep, one also learns other things about oneself. One begins to understand the importance of boundaries. One begins to experience self-respect in a different kind of way. What matters? What matters to me? How can I respect and honor what matters to me? This is what is required. How can I return to a space of inner dignity that is grounded in what matters to me? And live my life oriented from that place so that I can be a better sweeper. So I can tend this love more intimately. So that I can hold this love with my hands uncluttered by the objects of the world. One learns different things about oneself through sweeping. Do you have patience? Do you have perseverance? Do you have humility? We all have to learn these things, to experience these things. And yes, life will teach us these things, each in its own way for each one of us. But we can also learn about them. Just as we can learn about ourselves through this tending, the sweeping of our hearts. Because when one does this with effort and diligence, one begins to identify some things about ourselves, our bad habits, our weaknesses that must be turned into strengths. What must be accepted? What must be integrated? What must be dissolved? If you stare at the same space long enough, sweeping it day in, day out, you come to know that space. You come to know what can creep into the corners. You come to know thyself. You come to know thyself through the act of sweeping. And the more one knows oneself, the more one can take responsibility for oneself. The more one is able to live oneself, More of you can be present. More of you can contribute to this act of sweeping. And when one has walked into a space, a spiritual space, that has been tended and kept clean and empty, if you are attentive, you feel it. You feel that the space is being cared for, is being made empty so that something else can unfold. That is the work of holding a sacred space. And it is the same for us inside. But that is our work. Someone else cannot do it for us. Someone else cannot sweep the room. It is not someone else's duty to wake up each morning and guide you through the process and be with you each night as you sweep away the debris of the day. It is your responsibility, it is your practice, it is your work that must be done. And just as one holds this tender, sweet love at the center that guides us, that is the call that makes us want to go home, one must hold in the other hand this daily sweeping that is being asked. We go hand in hand. One is not better than the other. They are both essential, essential parts of the process. And of course, it should go without saying that if one is to learn to keep one's inner space clean, one must also keep one's outer space clean. And if you've spent much time with me in the different spaces that I inhabit, you know that they are clean. This house is clean. Every space we teach in is clean. One cannot ignore a dirty room that one lives in and say, I am tending to my inner courtyard. I have no time for real dusting. The physical space gets filled with the debris of the day, just like the inner space gets filled with the debris of the day. We must keep all of our space is clean, so that the energy can flow. As I said yesterday, it is hard work now to do this work, the spiritual work. It is hard. There is so much coming at us, so much coming in, so much more dust. We must become really good at cleaning. And in truth, the outer act of cleaning, when one learns how to do it from a spiritual perspective, can be a practice of cleaning inwardly. One learns how to remove the dust from our hearts, the debris we have taken on, emotions, feelings that are emerging that must be let go of, things we have taken in from those around us, things that can end up constricting us and contracting us if we are not careful. We can learn to free that while we clean, while we sweep. Sufis are practical people. We work with practical things. to sweep, to clean, to be attentive, to always be diligent of having that space as free as it can be. So the polishing of the mirror of the heart can unfold. So one is not just focusing day in and day out of cleaning the debris of the day, but that becomes second nature and ingrained in our lives, so the deeper work can be done, so the space can be held. That is as important as one's practice of prayer and remembrance and silence. That is taking stock and looking at one's life. Where do I live? What must be done to be respectful of what I want to focus on in my life? And it takes time, but it works. It is a system. It works. It just takes time and effort and diligence. And when one struggles and when one forgets, one must be compassionate towards oneself, because you can just pick up the broom and start again. And we will all struggle, we will all fail. That is part of the process. And to know what it's like if one has not been attending to what is important and how easily one can become waylaid. And then one realizes and has to go back and again do the work just to clear the space. At the beginning, it could be done for you from time to time. The path, the teacher can help clear away some clutter. After a time, it becomes one's responsibility to do it completely on one's own. Because you should have learned by now what is asked, what is required, what is needed. So we sweep morning, noon, and night.